I think another thing that I've noticed since learning languages and being interested in languages is that I'm actually very easily influenced by things that are around me. So one of the ways that I think I practiced Japanese was mimicking people on the train. So I guess I have done shadowing in that way, like not listening to like a recording and mimicking that, but like just mimicking people that pass me by on the street or
So
on the
what? Say
train.
they pass you by on the street and a couple of
I
people
might
are
hear them
speaking.
say like a phrase and I'm like, oh, that's a cool phrase. I'm like,
Spit it out as soon as you
yeah,
can, right?
as
Okay.
soon as I can.
Okay, well then that's its own form of long form shadowing, or I would call it long form mimicking. So you're doing full sentences. You're actually capable of absorbing the entire sentence or maybe 85, 90% of it, maybe a syllable mistake here or there, and then just spitting it out as a sentence. Whereas with shadowing, you're going mostly syllable by syllable, maybe word by word. Because most people don't know enough vocabulary to be able to suck up an entire sentence and remember it in sequence. Right? So you're at a pretty high level. And I think that indicates that you have, obviously, you have a particular talent for it. But if you're good at mimicking, that means that your brain, you might be gifted with a brain that is particularly good for languages.
I
Which
hope so.
means,
That's my major.
right, which means that until about 25, 26, everybody's different, but that your brain peaks and then starts to deteriorate for your ability to learn language. So just
Really?
keep stuffing it in as hard as you can. However, there have been cases of people who, like, you know, 80 years old and they start a language, and at 82 years old, they're speaking it native fluently.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's weird. You know, there's something, not to say wrong, but very special about
Yeah,
your
special.
neural connections. But most of it is around 26, 27, so just keep stuffing it in there.
Well, like, since from doing all this mimicking and like language practice, I've noticed that I am actually influenced by books that I'd read. So this author has a particular way of writing, and after I'd finished reading that series or book, my English was kind of like the book that I just read. And then after I'd read another book, it'd change to that author's kind of style. And it's just things that I notice now that I'm actually thinking about languages so much.
Great, which means that your choice of model is particularly important.
Yeah, because I'm easily influenced.
Right. So if which is good news because like you just have to choose your most favorite speaker, the guy that you think this guy has the most eloquent style, has the most beautiful voice, and just mimic it. You know, you're a crow, you're a parrot.
I'm a
Just
parrot.
get in there, you know, and just start doing it. I'm now envious. I mean, if you can pick it up that quickly, that's
Oh,
fantastic.
quickly. I wouldn't call it quickly. It takes me like a good couple of weeks to read a series of books or.
Yeah, but you learn Japanese effectively in 2 years, man? I'm envious. I mean,
Well,
anybody
now I've
should
been
be.
learning for 4 years. So
But didn't
I'm
you?
sure, like, after that first year, I thought to myself, like, oh, I can do this now. Like, I had enough confidence in myself to be able to, like, order at a restaurant and ask for directions and kind of have small conversations on the phone. After that second year, I did improve. I know I did. And then I came back to Australia. And I don't know if I've improved over that time, but I think, again, I did.